Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm. We have a live link at thetrumpet.com. And if you've missed any past episodes, you can find those archived at kpcg.fm and at thetrumpet.com, as well as iTunes. And that goes for all of the programming here on KPCG. When it comes to the topic of God's Sabbath day, there are many people that don't keep that fourth commandment. But if you look historically, throughout the Bible, all people that obeyed God kept His Sabbath day. They kept His Sabbath day, and God always made it possible for His people to keep the Sabbath. Before God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai, there were laws, of course, laws of God that were known and followed by righteous people. You can study into the lives of different people in the Bible. Abel, for example, he's called righteous. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, and there are other examples. And we see the history of one man, especially, and that is Abraham. We see how he obeyed God. Notice this in Genesis 26 and verse 5. And if you have a Bible, please get that out. We could look at these passages together. Or if you don't have it handy, you could check these later. Genesis 26 and verse 5, it says, "Because that Abraham obeyed my voice," this is God talking, "and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So here Abraham, way before Israel was at Mount Sinai there with Moses, Abraham was keeping God's commandments, statutes, and laws, obeying God's voice. And these laws included that fourth commandment, keeping the Sabbath day holy. Abraham kept the Sabbath day. God was pleased with Abraham's obedience. And Abraham not only obeyed God personally, but he taught his family to obey God as well. God knew that he would do that. We see this in Genesis 18 and verse 19. Genesis 18 and verse 19, God says, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Eternal, to do justice and judgment, that the Eternal may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." So God made many promises to Abraham, of course, and it's because he knew Abraham would be faithful to him and obey him and teach his family to do so also. And this instruction that Abraham passed down included the Sabbath day, keeping the Sabbath day holy. The Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course, which is free at thetrumpet.com, you can sign up for that if you haven't. It says this, "Isaac kept the seventh day Sabbath, since Sabbath keeping is a part of God's law, his way of life. Jacob, whom God later renamed Israel, also kept the Sabbath." And so you see there's these generations down from Abraham where they kept teaching their children about God's laws, including the Sabbath day. The quote says, "However, by the time of Moses, their descendants, the Israelites, had lost much, if not most, of the knowledge of God's way." And so there was a breakdown in the instruction. There was the breakdown in teaching the next generation. God really emphasized that, especially when he was instructing Israel when they came out of Egypt. You remember some of that history. He said, you know, teach your children. Teach them when you walk by the way. Teach them when you lay down. Teach them about me. Teach them about my laws. Because the next generation has to be taught. But somewhere along the line here, there was a breakdown in instructing the next generation. Because by the time of Moses, Israel had forgotten. They had forgotten and lost much, if not most, of the knowledge of God's way. And you remember, too, after the death of Joseph, the children of Israel, they became slaves in Egypt. They were enslaved, and they were forced to work 7 days a week The Egyptians did not permit them to keep the Sabbath. They weren't permitted to keep it. So how did Israel learn again when the Sabbath day is each week? How did they know? How did they know what day was the Sabbath when they got that command? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Well, which day is it? They forgot. They didn't know. They were lost in terms of that knowledge. Well, God revealed it to them. God revealed which day is the Sabbath day. God revealed it. God has to reveal knowledge, spiritual knowledge. And he did so. Notice this in Exodus 16 and verse 4. Exodus 16 and verse 4. Then said the Eternal unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them, whether they will walk in my law or no. God was proving Israel. Would they obey him? Would they walk in his law? Or would they want to go their own way? God proves us with his commandments. He says, okay, here's my law. Will you do it or not? We are proved by God, whether or not we'll keep his commandments. And he was proving Israel. Verse 15 here in Exodus 16, it says, And when the children of Israel saw it, saw the manna, they said one to another, It is manna, for they wist not what it was. They didn't know what that was. They hadn't seen it before. It was a miracle. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Eternal has given you to eat. So this is a miracle, of course, from God. They needed miraculous intervention to be able to come out of Egypt. And then God fed them. He fed them manna to keep them alive. They were in the wilderness. There wasn't enough to eat out there. God provided a miracle for them in giving them this manna. Now notice verses 19 through 20. It says, And Moses said, Let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. So right off the bat here, not everyone listened to the instruction. They said, okay, here's manna. Now this is a miracle. God's providing this manna. It's going to be bread for you. Go ahead and eat it. But make sure you finish it. Don't leave any over till the next morning. And some people disregarded that. Well, what happened? Well, it was disgusting in the morning. It had worms in it. It smelled bad. That's terrible. Now, you can imagine how they would have felt. I don't know if you've ever had food poisoning, where you eat something and it makes you pretty sick. It's hard to go back to the place where you got food poisoning from, or sometimes to even eat that meal again, because you just have a bad memory of it. Well, here they had to eat manna every day, and yet, if they tried to leave it until the morning, it would be disgusting. It would smell bad. It'd have worms in it. Notice verses 22 through 24. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, This is that which the Eternal has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Eternal. Bake that which you will bake today, and sieve that you will sieve, and that which remains over, lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they lay it up till the morning, as Moses bade. And it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. So here again is another miracle. Any other day of the week, if they had kept the manna overnight, the next day it would stink, it would have worms in it. But on the sixth day, on Friday, they could go out and they could get twice as much. They could eat a portion of it on Friday and then leave a portion of it in their dwellings for the Sabbath, for Saturday. And when they went to eat it on Saturday, it was fine. Any other day of the week, it would stink. But God was working a miracle here. He was revealing when his Sabbath was. He also was teaching them about preparing for the Sabbath. The sixth day is a preparation day. They had to go out and gather twice as much. They had to take care of some of those physical needs so that when the Sabbath came, they could keep it as holy time. and they didn't have to go out and gather the manna. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't even be there if they wanted to, because it was the Sabbath day. God was revealing to them when the Sabbath day was. So what a tremendous miracle here. And it's also a point about faith. The faith to keep the Sabbath day holy. Everything physical, all the physical evidence that Israel saw, pointed to the fact that if you kept manna overnight, it would stink and be full of worms. Every physical evidence. It happened 6 days out of the week if they did that. But it didn't happen on the Sabbath. And because God worked a miracle. God worked a miracle so that they could keep the Sabbath day holy. And in keeping the Sabbath today, every physical evidence at times can point to the fact that it's not going to be possible. Many people have been in situations where they were threatened with job loss. Maybe they would miss a promotion. Maybe they would not make the sports team or whatever it is that they were trying to do. They would miss out if they kept the Sabbath and didn't do the other activity. Every physical evidence would point to that. But God always makes it possible for his people to keep the Sabbath if we have faith, if we believe God. How did Israel know that the manna wouldn't stink and be full of worms on the Sabbath? Simply because God told them. Now, over time, they saw the pattern, of course. But there was nothing physical that would indicate that the manna would be fine on the Sabbath. But God said it would be. God said it would be. And when we have faith, we're not looking at the physical evidence. We're looking at what God's word says. And it takes faith to keep the Sabbath day holy. It's a command from God to keep the Sabbath. It's the fourth commandment. And yet, why don't more people keep the Sabbath holy? Well, a variety of reasons, but a major reason is lack of faith. Because if they did keep the Sabbath holy, they think, well, I'll be cut off from my friends. I'll be cut off from society. I'll be cut off from the job that I work. I'll be cut off from the sports team or the activity. That's what the physical evidence points to. And if Israel were to just look at the physical evidence here, they'd think, well, that manna is not going to last. It never does. But God worked a miracle so they could keep the Sabbath holy. God works miracles so that people can keep the Sabbath day holy. But it takes faith to believe God. Notice verses 25 through 26. And Moses said, "Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Eternal. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none." There won't be any manna. If they had gone out to look for it, they would not have found it, because it was the Sabbath day. Verses 27 through 30 says, "And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the Sabbath day for to gather." Some did it anyway. "And they found none. And the Eternal said unto Moses, How long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Eternal has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. God said, look, I've made a way for you to keep the Sabbath. I've given you twice as much on the sixth day. I give you twice as much. I'm going to take care of it. It's my Sabbath day, and I want you to keep it. And I'm going to make it possible for you to keep the Sabbath day. Is this just a nice story? Something that we like to talk about in terms of history? Is it applicable for today? Of course it is. The principles are very applicable. God still wants people to keep the Sabbath day holy, and he will provide a way for those who faithfully step out and keep the Sabbath holy. He'll provide a way. He'll provide the means. It does take faith to keep the Sabbath day. It is the test commandment. and it takes faith. Now, ancient Israel was carnal. They didn't have God's Spirit. They didn't have the faith that they needed. But God taught them to keep the Sabbath day through food. That's something they understood. Food, hunger, of course. They knew that they wanted to eat on the Sabbath, and therefore they were going to follow the instructions, for the most part, once they got the hang of it, to gather twice as much on the sixth day, and then eat the portion for the Sabbath there on the seventh day, on the Sabbath. God was teaching them. He was teaching them, and he was teaching them again also to prepare for the Sabbath day. Gather twice as much on Friday. Don't just go crashing into the Sabbath. Be prepared so that it can be a Sabbath of rest and spiritual refreshment and nourishment. The Correspondence Course says the absence of manna on the seventh day identified exactly which day was the Sabbath on which the Israelites were to rest from all their labors. So God had to reveal it to Israel, which day was the Sabbath. You know, it's one thing to say keep the Sabbath day holy, but okay, well, which day is that? Well, God revealed it, the seventh day. He revealed exactly when they were to keep the Sabbath day. It says, thus God miraculously revealed his Sabbath day to them. Notice that God performs several miracles every week to point out the exact day of the Sabbath to the Israelites. He miraculously gave the people manna on the first 6 days of the week, including a double portion on the sixth day, and he preserved the leftover portion of Friday's manna so it could be eaten on the Sabbath, since there would be none to gather on the seventh day, thereby giving the people rest from working on his holy day. God wants us to rest. He wants us to rest on that Sabbath day. And we have to look to him to provide a way for us to be able to do that. The quote says, every week God vividly reminded the Israelites of his seventh-day Sabbath. He performed these miracles week after week for 40 years. 40 years. He never took a Sabbath off. 40 years he provided this miracle. It says this clearly shows how important Sabbath keeping is to God. It certainly does. He was consistent in the miracles. There was never, during that 40-year period, there was never a sixth day that didn't have a double portion. And there was never a seventh day where the manna went bad. God was consistent. He was consistent. He is consistent in providing for his people and in keeping his Sabbath day holy. Mr. Armstrong wrote this in his book, Which Day is a Christian Sabbath? That's free at thetrumpet.com as well. It says, these people, talking about ancient Israel, thought it made no difference which day or whether they kept it. You know, initially, they didn't think much of it. But it made a difference to God. It made a difference to God. On the 6 weekdays, God had himself gone to the work of raining down manna. But God himself did none of this work on his Sabbath, holy to him. On the seventh day, God himself rested from sending them manna. That's another aspect of this history to think about. God worked 6 days. He provided twice as much on the sixth day, and then he rested, and he kept the Sabbath. Why wasn't there any manna out there on Saturday, on the Sabbath, on the seventh day? Because God didn't send it. He wasn't working that day. He kept the Sabbath. And in order to keep the Sabbath, to make sure that everything was taken care of, he did twice as much, provided twice as much on the sixth day. He set an example for us. God set an example for us. He keeps the Sabbath day holy, and he's teaching us to do the same thing. The Sabbath day very much mattered to God. It very much mattered to God during the time of ancient Israel and before, Abraham and others. Does it still matter to God today? Well, let's notice a principle about this in Hebrews 13 and verse 8. And keep in mind, when we're talking about God in the Old Testament, we're talking about the Word who became Jesus Christ. He was the God that was there with them in the wilderness, ancient Israel. He's the one that worked those miracles to bring them out of Egypt. He's the one that rained down the manna. He's the one that was keeping the Sabbath day holy. It's the God of the Old Testament, the Word, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Notice Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, that's the time of ancient Israel and before, and today, that's our time right now, and forever. Christ is the same. He kept the Sabbath day. When he was on this earth as a human, he kept the Sabbath day. He kept the Sabbath day holy. He taught about the Sabbath day. He instructed mankind about the Sabbath day. When he was here in the flesh as a human, as it says here in Hebrews 13 and verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Sabbath mattered to God during the time of ancient Israel, and it matters today. He is the head of the church today, Jesus Christ, under God the Father. He always pointed everyone to God the Father as the head over all. Christ is the head of the church, and the Sabbath matters today. It matters today, and eventually the whole world will keep the Sabbath day holy, even though very few keep it holy today. Israel, anciently, they wanted God to consistently provide the Sabbath miracle of preserving the double amount of manna from Friday. They wanted that. They wanted that consistency. They depended on God faithfully keeping the Sabbath every week. And God expects us to be faithful like he is in keeping his weekly Sabbath every seventh day. He never took a week off when it came to keeping the Sabbath day holy. God always keeps the Sabbath day holy. He rests. He rested from his work when he was providing food miraculously for ancient Israel. He was 100% consistent, and he wants us to keep the Sabbath day holy as well. And it's a test. It's a test commandment every week. But if we have faith in God, he will make it possible for us to keep the Sabbath, no matter what the physical evidence around us looks like. He will make it possible for us to keep the Sabbath, just like he miraculously made it possible for ancient Israel to keep the Sabbath day holy. That's all the time we have for this edition of Live by Every Word. If you'd like to learn more about the topic of the Sabbath day and God's holy days, you can request which day is a Christian Sabbath, as well as the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. Those are free at thetrumpet.com, and you can sign up for them at that location. I'm Dwight Falk. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.